inner pathways, inspirations for your journey towards sustainability and beyond.
Hello, this is Deborah from the Inner Pathways Towards Sustainability project. And today I have Paola Bortini back with me here, who was also guiding the Arising Emotions exercise in episode 12. So, if you haven't listened to it, please do so, and you will have the chance to meet this amazing woman who has so many talents and I appreciate and respect so much. I've been blessed by her trainings in several occasions, and I've been impressed by her capacity to go straight to the essential and to read situations with a curious and divergent point of view. In this episode, Paola is ready to guide us into a meditation called the Mountain Meditation, which reflects some aspects of Paola that I really would love to strengthen in me. Rootedness and stability, capacity to welcome changes and find resilient solutions. So she's going to tell us how to prepare ourselves for the experience and then help us dive into it. So, I invite you to get ready for this moment of real self-care.
I've chosen the Mountain Meditation of Jon Kabat-Zinn because I find it's a wonderful meditation in times when we are stressed, when things don't go as we would like, when the world outside of us or inside of us, it's in a mess. This meditation really reminds us of our inner beauty, remind us of the strengths that are in us and the importance of coming back to our resources and to our dignity and to make this an element for moving forward, even when outside is a storm. So I find it very reassuring. It brings confidence. It brings motivation to go forward. Find a comfortable position, sitting on the floor or a chair, and begin by sensing into the support you have from the chair or the cushion. And pay attention to the sensation of contact. Let the position be a position of stability, with your shoulders in a comfortable and alert position, with the hands on your lap or on your knees, with your arms hanging down. Feel your entire body from the feet to the head. When you are ready, allow your eyes to close and bring awareness to the physical sensation of breathing, feeling each breath as it comes in and goes out, letting the breath be just as it is, without trying to change it, without trying to regulate it, allowing it to flow easily and naturally with its own rhythm. Allow allow your body to be still and sit with a sense of dignity. Now let an image form in your mind. The image of the most magnificent mountain you know. You may have seen it because you have been there, or maybe you have seen it in a picture, or maybe it's a mountain you would like to visit in the future. Let this image of the mountain to gradually come into greater focus. Notice the shape, the peak or the peaks high in the sky. Pay attention to the large base rooted in the ground and the steep or gently sides. Notice how massive the mountain is, how solid, how unmoving, how beautiful it is in its dignity. Perhaps your mountain has snow on its top. Maybe there are trees reaching down to the base. Maybe there are stones on the sides. There may be streams, waterfalls, lakes, meadows. Just pay attention to the details. Note how magnificent is the mountain, how beautiful in its dignity, and how unmovable it is. The sun travels across the sky over the mountain. The light and shadows and colors are changing virtually every moment. The moon and the stars follow the sun in a constant rhythm, in a constant change. Still the mountain remains unchanged. It is always just being itself. The mountain remains still as the seasons flow one into another. In spring, the new life with the brilliant shades of green, the smell of flowers, and the newborn animals start coming out of their nest. Birds sing again on the trees. Then the summer comes with intense colors and warm days. In the fall, the mountain may wear brilliant golden colors, and the animals get ready for the winter sleep. And then the winter comes, and the mountain is covered by a blanket of snow and ice. And then again and again, one season follows the other. Storm, heavy rain may come, light showers, gentle breeze, they may also come to the mountain. A shy sunlight or very warm days can come to the mountain. Still, the mountains remains unmovable. It remains magnificent in its beauty, in its dignity, in its just being. People also may come to see the mountain. They may comment on how beautiful it is, or how it is not a good day to see the mountain, that is too cloudy or rainy or foggy or dark. None of this matters to the mountain. It remains at all times its essential self. Clouds may come and clouds may go. Tourists may like it or not. The mountain's magnificence and beauty are not changed one bit. The mountain just sits, being itself, through days and nights, seasons, different weather conditions. The mountain just sits, being itself in its beauty, dignity and stillness. It remains magnificent and unmovable. And now bring the image of the mountain into your own body, so that your body and the mountain in your mind become one, so that you share the stillness and the majesty of the mountain, so you become the mountain. Grounded in the sitting position, your head becomes the peak. Your shoulders and arms become the sides of the mountain. Your bottom and legs, the solid base, rooted to your cushion or the chair. With each breath, feel the mountain. Feel the beauty, the stillness, the dignity. Feel the magnificent, unmoving presence. And as days follow nights in the mountain, we also have moments of light and darkness in our lives. And as clouds and storms come to the mountain, we also have moments of difficulties in our life. We experience violence in our own minds and bodies. And as the sun comes to the mountain, we also experience moments of joy and happiness. Our appearance changes constantly, like the season on the mountain. As people visiting the mountain may comment, we also encounter people that judge us and comment on us. We experience constantly the changing nature of mind and body. And we have our own periods of activity and inactivity. Still, we can feel the qualities of the mountain. We can feel stillness. We can feel the untouchable beauty of the mountain. We can feel the majesty, the dignity, the stability, and also the strength of the mountain. We can all use these qualities of the mountain to encounter each moment of our life with mindfulness and clarity. It may help us to see that our thoughts and feelings, our preoccupations, our emotional storms and crises, even the things that happen to us, are very much like the weather on the mountains. The weather of our own lives is not to be ignored or denied. It is to be encountered, honored, felt, known for what it is, and held in awareness. And in holding it in this way, we come to know a deeper silence, stillness, and wisdom. Mountains have this to teach us, and much more if we can let it in. Now slowly, let go of the image of the mountain as we come to the end of this meditation. You can always come back to it when you need it.
I'm holding this image with me. Thank you, Paola. This image of this stunningly beautiful mountain, which is actually me, and it's actually inside everybody of us. So this is great. I definitely want to call it back to my mind and my body as often as possible. And maybe I'll draw this mountain and I'll stick this image, this picture on my mirror so that I can recall it every day and not forget the wellness that gives me. Yeah. For the next week, we want to offer you another deep journey of meditation, and probably we feel that these days it's much needed. It will be an experience of awareness of breath, a gentle listening to our sensations and our body. Thanks to this amazing life force, our breath, that we have and we maybe take for granted, or maybe we don't know it very well. So this is the end of this episode, and as usual, if you haven't subscribed yet to our Spotify channel, you may do so in order to listen to our podcasts easily. And you can even get them straight to your inbox every Thursday at 4 p.m. by subscribing to our newsletter. So check innerpathways.eu/newsletter. Our project has so many surprises. It's not just about podcasts. So I invite you to visit our website innerpathways.eu and our Facebook page Inner Pathways Towards Sustainability to explore other contents to inspire you, like our stories or our training tools. So enjoy the changes of seasons as a mountain could do, and see you next week.